Blog Talk Radio. Vincent Bay with you now live via Blog Talk Radio. It's the Disorderly Conduct Program. And I'm happy to have my early chatters tonight. Iconoclast TX, Lady Slugga, and the one and only Melinda. Welcome, Melinda. Melinda, I would love to have you call into the show one of these times. But if you don't call into the show, no sweat. Stick around. This is probably going to be a good one. I might have jumped the gun by promoting it on Twitter, but we're going to try to get a showdown going, and it's probably in the second half of the show. Right now, over on Debbie Daly's show, I believe what's his name? One Angry Jew, which you know from this program, and these guys, they're called the Skype Assholes, and you can check them out on the online. They have their own page, SkypeAssholes.com, I believe. Let me double check that. SkypeAssholes.com. Yeah, exactly. These guys, they're like sort of like these BTR Merry Prankster characters. They're a bunch of old. You can tell they're a bunch of retired like vets that have nothing better to do but to like do group Skype calls and antagonize people on BTR and wherever else. And so they're still on Debbie's show right now, but I think Debbie's show ends the top of the hour, so hopefully in the second hour of my show they'll come over here. And One Angry Jew has been it's been a showdown between the Skype Assholes and One Angry Jew. And One Angry Jew is just picking fights with everybody. He just can't seem to avoid trouble. I don't know what it is. He even tries to stir things up on this program, which I respect and love. I really do. So hopefully he'll call in too once they're done over there on Debbie's show, and we'll get down in the hometown. Melinda has we got a new post from Melinda. Always look forward to her. Oh, thanks a lot, Melinda. Fucking God damn it, Melinda. Fuck. Speak of instigators. I fucking love Melinda. She's great. You got me, Melinda. You got me. That was a good one. Okay. Oh, for those of you not in the chat room or those of you tuning in to the archives of the podcast, Melinda just, in pure Melinda fashion, she came into the chat room and dropped a bomb in the link. And this time it had nothing to do with Michelle Obama. So I warn you, folks, if you people are in the chat right now, If you have a queasy stomach, don't click on Melinda's link. I, Lady Slugga, you might freak out if you click on that link. I hope you haven't done it yet. Yeah, everybody's of course clicking on it now. Yeah, thanks, Melinda. Appreciate that. Yeah, I'm not going to describe what that is to the archive listening audience. It was just disgusting. Let's just. You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll read you the URL, as you will, the URL. It's the fun thing's going fast. I think I lost it. Yeah, thanks a lot, Melinda. That's your pick of the day. Melinda's pick of the day is brought to you in part by WordPress.com. You can post the most hideous shit you want with WordPress.com. Endorsed by internet terrorist Melinda. You're totally serious, Melinda. Melinda, you're Oh, who are you? Who? Wait. Who do you want to do that to, Melinda? Are you guys talking about One Angry Jew? Does Melinda want to? Melinda, were you talking? Melinda, were you talking about a One Angry Jew? I know you're Melinda N. Oh, hey, Jen. Darlin' Angel, Jen, is with us now, as well as Professor Robinson. PFC Robinson. Looks like Professor, I don't know, something Robinson. Oh, One Angry Jew. Oh, yeah. I have to admit, Melinda, in full disclosure, I want photos of you too, and I'm a sick man too, because I fantasize about you being naked with me. And speaking of the devil, One Angry Jew joins us in the chat room. This is going to get crazy, folks. You know, put on your seatbelts. This is going to get interesting real quick. Melinda, you should privately message One Angry Jew that photo of what you were going to do when he comes into the chat. Oh, One Angry Jew just wants anal from you, basically, is what he's saying there. If you decode that, One Angry Jew says in the chat room, I don't want you, he's saying this to Melinda. One Angry Jew says, I don't want your body, I want your butt. You asked me to kiss your ass, which I decode to say, I want to see what your ass looks like, so I can imagine. Oh, no, don't. Oh, for full disclosure, Darlin' Angel, if you don't have if you don't like gory photos, don't click on that link. But One Angry Jew, yeah, there you go. Great. Thanks for breaking it down. Oh, she clicked on it. Darlin' Angel, I told you not to click on that. Do not. Rule of thumb, when Melinda's in the chat, if you don't have, if you don't take kindly to just anything, if you don't have a strong stomach, don't click on any of her links. Yeah, I don't want to. Thanks. all right. I think I'm going to have to take a break and go puke. But not before I welcome the lovely, the able Amy, a.k.a. Amonet28, joining us now, as well as Darlin' Angel, I warned you. Oh, I don't watch Saw, Darlin' Angel. Darlin' Angel, I do not watch Saw. I'm totally a pussy when it comes to that kind of stuff. I never liked gory movies. Like, it just never appealed to me. I mean, I watched some of them. I watched, like, the classics and stuff. But it scared me. I don't like being scared. Who wants to be scared? I mean, it's one thing to be entertained, but I don't want to be, like, I don't want to, like, shit my pants in a movie theater. All right, so the chat room's starting to fill up here. I appreciate the support here. Amonet28, Darlin' Angel, Iconoclast TX, Lady Slugga, La Crush, Melinda, One Angry Jew, and Professor Robinson. Welcome, La Crush. La Crush is one of the sexier voices on BTR. You should check out her show. Whenever I have a chance to, and I'm trolling on BTR, if she's on, I will stop by and partake in the sexiness that she oozes on the airwaves right here on Blog Talk Radio. Honey, if you want to come on and do some PR for your show, feel free to do so. Anybody. We have Lady Slugga, was on the program last night. If she wants to come back on, always welcome. I hope we were able to get you through the night, Lady Slugga. I know you were concerned about surviving the night, and hopefully we were able to deliver you to safety. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's 347-826-7667, and we go straight to the phone lines. First caller, you're on the air.
Yes, good evening, sir. My name is Bill. I'm calling from Las Vegas, and I just personally wanted to say that you're a faggot. I'm going to fucking slap my balls against your chin,
nigga.
And you're going to enjoy it.
Nigga.
Hey!
Johnny Smith, go to a nigga.
Okay, and we'll go to our next caller who... Oh, they don't have their hand up. I'm not going to... there's a caller, I think it's a Skype caller, or maybe a 111. If you want to chime in here, there you go, putting up the hand. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, well, that's me.
What's up, man?
I'm waiting to see if those blowhards show up to debate me. I don't think they will.
I wouldn't be so quick. I think that was them right there that called in right before you.
The ones that insulted you?
Yeah, just right there. I think they're part of the same crew. Ladies and gentlemen,
I don't even understand this whole crew thing. What is that about?
Are you talking about Skype assholes?
Well, them or this Bill Wagoneer crap or whatever this is going on. I don't get the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, I've been out of the loop at BTR. I've only recently gotten back into it. I did BTR like last year from, let's say, March to July. I was doing it straight, just solid. And then I started to putter out, and then I just kind of like stopped. I got really busy and kind of burnt out on BTR, and I just dropped it all together. Didn't even listen to shows, didn't do shows, didn't do anything. And for like months and months and months, and finally just recently I started to call in and listen to other shows and start doing my shows again. So I think I just totally missed out on that whole Bill Wagoneer era. When I came back in, I was like, because I think I remember seeing him in the queue shows at one point, but never. I don't remember ever listening to him. So I don't know what he was all about, but I remember seeing his name around. But then all of a sudden I came back and he was like a dirty word or something. I was like, what the hell is this guy done? I don't get it. I'm just as baffled as you are.
But there seems to be some kind of an aura about this guy. Or as soon as you mention the name, everybody starts to get all weird and we can't talk about that, or we can't say this, or we can't say that. I don't really get it. And you listen to the last show where these guys called up, and all they're doing is disrupting. It's interesting that I don't even understand that. I don't understand people that obviously they're not interested in debating or even challenging an idea. They're just interested in hurling invective and disruption. But I don't think they're going to show up on your show to debate me, because I don't think they have I think they'd be too scared to do that. I call them cowards, and I stand by that. I think they are cowards. You know, the guy, well, somebody says to me, I have to go to bed. Well, I'm on the East Coast, too. 1:22 now. I'll be up at 8 o'clock in the morning to take my son to school, but I'm not whining about it. But they were just given your phone number for your show, and are they there?
I think so. Let me go. Let me check this. I got another caller here. This is from the 770 caller. Identify yourself.
Hey, what's going on, man? My name is Billy. I just want to say that Bill Wagner is the final boss of the internet, and he's my Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Also, niggers.
What angered you? You have a rebuttal.
It's just,
you know what this
say.
Is? Yeah, exactly. Okay, hang on. We're going to pull time out. Okay, I think I was going to build this program as one angry Jew versus the Skype assholes, and I guess that's basically what this is. I don't know who these people are, so for all I'm concerned, are the Skype assholes. I don't think there's any way to verify it. I think Skype Assholes is more a loose conglomerate and a more an idea than anything else. But they have this number, which is not the number that's in my queue. So I don't know. Maybe we can't call them Skype Assholes. So we're just going to call them assholes. All right? Because that's what it all boils down to, essentially. So you're essentially getting tonight, ladies and gentlemen, your one angry Jew versus the assholes. So stick around for that. I gotta take a drink of water. Drink a water break. I got a little of that. That cotton mouth, if you know what I'm saying. Anywho, I'm going to go replenish myself, and I hope you do the same. We've got a full board of callers, so you're all welcome to join in the celebration here on Blog Talk Radio as we witness the amazing, the talented One Angry Jew take on a plethora, a stable full of assholes. I'm not even going to call them Melinda. God damn it, Melinda. Fucking A. All right, ladies and gentlemen, do I have to put a disclaimer like every 10 seconds? Watch out for Melinda's links, ladies and gentlemen. There's going to be I'm going to put a fucking disclaimer that says, we do not endorse or in any way support any links that are posted to that room by Melinda. Okay, and I don't claim responsibility for anybody being offended in any way by Melinda's links in the chat room, whether they be extremely gory pictures or strange, odd stories about Michelle Obama's wardrobe. I don't care. It's just, be warned, Melinda's links are certifiable. I don't know. And if you don't agree with me, you know what?
disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, we're going to get right back into it now. One Angry Jew, are you ready to go?
Sure. What am I ready to go to?
And also, we have Lady Sluggo with us now.
Yep.
Are you guys ready to take on the Skype assholes?
Are they calling in again, or you got them on, or what are you doing?
Well, somebody's on right now. We got another caller on the air.
Hello. Who is it?
Yo.
What?
Yeah, who's that? Identify yourself.
Hello, my name's Johnny Smith, and I'm from the Bill Wyman crew, baby.
Do you have your helmet on before you talk? Make sure your chin strap is real tight, too.
Fuck you talking about, bitch. I can't understand you.
Bitch, your mom taught you to talk like that to a lady?
You're not a lady.
Or is your mom your father, too?
Dude, her name's Lady Slugga. She's totally a lady. She's got her name as Lady. Come on.
Plus, he sounds like a dyke.
It's all right. You can't help a scumbag when his father is not even a man that he raised his son to be a pussy.
She don't been sound like a nigger to me, boy. She don't been sound like a nigger. You know what I'm saying? You know what?
Wow, then just don't even let them talk. Hang up on them. Don't let them talk like that.
What do you think, Angry Joe?
Excuse me. I think if these people are going to speak in some kind of crazy language, maybe they should be a little bit more expressive. I'm the biggest.
They were so mad.
Niggers. Niggers.
So now we have LaCrush Hearts with us. LaCrush, how's it going, honey?
It's going swell. How are you doing?
Oh, much better, honey, so now that you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Don't see me that. How's everybody else going online? Hello to everybody else at home.
I'm doing fantastic. We got Lady Slug on the line. We got One Angry Jew on the line. And we also have some gentlemen that apparently are part of SkypeAssholes.com. Basically, if you want some assholes to come to your show, if you're feeling a little bit down, your show is a little bit too fluffy. You know who should employ? I don't know if Skype Assholes would necessarily work on your show, but they might be an interesting thing to mix in with, say, Desert Rose's show.
They're not good to mix on anybody's show. They need pills.
I wonder if they've ever infiltrated.
They need medication.
I wonder if they've ever infiltrated Desert Rose's show. Let's ask them.
Everybody, I'm looking at Jay Bannon. Everybody, I'm looking at Jay Bannon.
Oh, they really do have like a website. I thought you were just playing.
No. And they watch lots. You know what's great about them? They watch lots of porno. I can relate to that. I think that's.
Oh, yeah.
Linda. God damn it, Linda.
I watch porno.
I don't have any. Oh, my God, Melinda. I don't. You know. Thanks. Great. You know, I'm getting hit from both sides now. I've got the Skype assholes bombarding me on the line, and then I got Melinda, who's just out of control in the chat room. I wish I had a moderator in the chat room. I wish somebody was
I wish Melinda would just send me a picture of her asshole as she keeps asking me to kiss it.
I know. She should at least give us a little sugar with the urine. Come on, Melinda.
She is the most unhappy Asian I have ever met. I don't believe I've ever come across an Asian that unhappy. Usually it's the Indians that are always unhappy, but she's really unhappy.
So what happens if I click the link? I'm not clicking the link.
No, don't click the link. Don't. I do not. Let's just say sniper kill. Look at the name at the end. Sniper kill.
Yeah,
Jake.
Yeah. I'm not gonna...
What do you think that's going to be a picture of? What do you think that's going to be a picture of?
No, I'm not going to. I know. I looked at it,
Don't look at something. If you don't like gory shit, I do not. God damn it, Melinda. I'm not going to have to do a goddamn disclaimer every 5 seconds because you're posting gory shit in my chat room. You should at least do us the common, decent, and respectful thing and call into the show, or as one of you would like, just send a picture of your ass.
No, I clicked on the link and I looked at her picture, and I can tell you right now, I prefer to look at a picture of her asshole than that.
But it makes you a little more. It makes her a little more sexy, though, doesn't it? In a way, like a weird, twisted way.
I don't know. I've only seen a picture of her head. So
yeah, she's a naughty girl. Everybody, stay away from Melinda. She's a naughty girl.
She might be one of the. Well, I told you. I told you what she told me in a private message.
No. Refresh my memory.
She secretly wants somebody to spank her.
That's
why she does what she does.
Yeah.
Amy, you need to make that your font bigger so it like you know, make it a different font and make it bigger. Melinda says ape me. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know, I'm not even looking.
God, she is crazy. She's an enigma. She really is. But anyways, Amy, fix your font. Make it bigger. All right. If anybody wants to join in on the action, right now I have I have people muted that I didn't realize I had muted. I'm trying to, my switchboard's acting weird. Hey, Lady Slugger, are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right. Sorry, I had you muted there. I didn't realize that.
Wow, I was saying a lot of shit, too.
Oh, yeah? Sorry, we didn't hear it.
Do you see what she's writing in the chat room? Do you see what she's writing in the chat room? She's saying, tame me, I'm wild. This is what I'm telling you.
She's not wild. It's some little bitch that's just playing games. It's probably not even her real picture. She's probably some little fucking troll. Just fuck out of here.
What are these dudes?
No, I think that's true. I told you what she told me she wanted.
Let's see what these
are. See them glasses? Those glasses are out of style now, honey. Your head is too small for them glasses.
Ooh.
Fuck out of here. She looks like a fucking bug.
I did not mute Amonet. Amonet is not. Oh, in the chat room.
I'm calling them niggers.
Ah, dude.
Nigger.
Dude.
Nigger.
Dude.
What's up, nigger?
What's up, dude?
Oh, my God. Just don't even let them on. Don't even let them on, Vince, saying that. That shit is, like, so childish.
Dude.
Get a
life.
You're a man. You can't even play with yourself. You're playing on the phone?
I'm totally
playing. Fuck out of here.
I'm totally playing with myself. What's wrong with that?
No, the guy that keeps on coming in and saying that shit, I hate that. Fucking get a life.
So, Vince.
Yeah.
What's the topic for tonight?
Well, the topic is, okay, you want to know what the topic is? It's supposed to be these guys from SkypeAssholes.com are supposed to call in and debate One Angry Jew. And
they're
not
going to debate me. I told you that. They're cowards.
Yeah, they're not. So these other trolls are who maybe or maybe not affiliated with Skype Assholes are just coming in here and trying to wreak some havoc. But I think it's more just typical BTR trolls. These are the people that are operating under the quote unquote Bill Wagoneer bullshit. You know what I mean?
They have nothing better to do. They need a prescription refill. That's what the fuck they need.
Well,
Rambo joins the chat. Rambo, great to have you here, buddy. We got another caller online.
How long is it going to take him to throw up a link and run out? Let's time him.
Anyways, Amy, is that you?
Hello?
614, identify yourself.
This is, oh my God, it's me.
It's you, totally.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, bro?
Who's this?
Oh my God, it's me.
Oh my God, it's me.
Yeah.
Oh, cool, right on. Oh my God, it's me. Got it. What's going on, dude?
Nothing much, man. Just hearing these assholes on here talking shit, that's it. That's all I've been hearing all day.
Yeah. The trolls are in rare form, ladies and gentlemen. Beware, fellow BTR hosts. The trolls are on the prowl.
Melinda's saying she's 614.
That's a dude that's on right now.
Oh, so why is she saying 614?
Melinda, is that Melinda?
No,
Your big-ass sunglasses are in the fucking way, homegirl.
Wait, 614. Wait, 614, what's your number?
614-456-7693. Dude,
wow.
This is, oh my God.
Oh, no. Not your full number. You didn't have to do that. Now all these trolls have your number, but it's all good. We'll bleep that out later. But, wait, where are you calling from? Where's 614 area code?
Ohio, Columbus.
Nice. Okay, that's why I thought you were Amy, because Amy's in Ohio, too. Same area code. Yeah. That's why I said, did you hear me say that before I talked to you? Did you just hear me ask for Amy?
Yeah.
I just thought the 614 was her, but, yeah.
Oh. So she was going to
Can I ask you, a question, Vince, just real quick?
Yeah, what's up?
In the chat room, this Iconoclast TX, I just want to know if they're using a Mac or not, because they're complaining they can't see that font, and I can't see it either, and I'm on a Mac.
What font?
Whatever font Amy is using.
Are you still in the chat room? Because she changed her font. It's big now.
Yeah, I can see it now.
It's
fine.
It's big now,
it's
but
pink.
I'm looking at it from before.
Oh,
it's pink.
Well.
You know, I hear about these problems with fonts.
Go.
I hear about
there
these
go.
Problems.
He's on a Mac. He's on a Mac.
Who?
This Iconoclast TX. He's on a Mac, same as me. He can't read the font.
There's
a font that people use on. I don't know what font they're choosing, but I can't read it either.
Well, I can read everything.
It's not that the font was bad. It's that the font was not something that I've got on my Mac. So
Melinda says she sells her glasses in the store. For what? Halloween costumes? For bugs?
Full of shit, man.
Can we get Melinda to call in?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been saying every show for the last 20 shows.
With them glasses on.
Melinda, call in.
Here's the reason why I wanted a picture of Melinda's asshole. Can I tell you why?
Please do.
All right, because this is a country full of wipers, and wipers are disgusting. And I thought I lived in Asia for several years. Nobody uses toilet paper in Asia. Toilet paper is one of the most disgusting
she don't want stalkers. She could just stick her little head in a hole in the ground like most ostriches do.
Well, it's not her head that I'm interested in at the moment. I've seen what that looks like. She said she wanted me to kiss her ass, and I want to know if she's a wiper or not. Because I'm not kissing down there if there's any kind of remnants of what was, you know, some recent defecation. I have no interest in that. But I'd like her to call in, and I'd like her to tell me if she's a wiper or if she uses soap and water.
Wow.
Because I got to tell you, you know, these people that just use toilet paper, it's one of the most disgusting things. It's an American thing, too. I don't even get it. In Asia, in case anybody's interested, but in Asia, next to every toilet is a what I used to call a tude sprayer. Tude means ass in Thai. But it's a high-pressure hose like you got on your sink, you know, to do your dishes, except it's next to the toilet. Much better than toilet paper. I never bought toilet paper. Toilet paper's for blowing your nose, not for wiping your ass. And I just want to know if Melinda is... No, wet wipes. Again, here's somebody who thinks that they're cleaning their ass with wet wipes. You can't clean your ass with wet wipes. I'm sorry. There's always little bits left around. It's disgusting. If you want to clean your ass, you get something that sprays everything out of there. Use
She's
a high
talking about her money. Somebody that talks about their money don't got no money.
Yeah,
except
that's
in
right.
No fucking chat room.
What
fuck out of here.
About?
You and your bug glasses.
Why isn't she telling me whether she's a wiper or not? Look,
I think she's just
question.
Seeking attention or something.
But it's a simple question. I want to know if she wipes or not.
Probably don't.
What's that sound, Vince?
All right, LaCrush is taking off. Thanks, LaCrush. We love you, baby. Thanks for coming through, honey. We're going to check your show out. When's your next show?
Tomorrow I have Tuesday to Thursday, nine p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central.
9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. That's LaCrush's show. If you're in the chat, just click her profile, check her out. Thank you, LaCrush. Appreciate the love, LaCrush. We'll check out later.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.
There you go. LaCrush Hearts right here on Disorderly Conduct. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667. We're winding down our first hour of the program. Stick around. The second hour is going to be even more amazing because I think one angry Jew is going to get a shot at Snake. I think that's the guy's name, Snake. The dude from that website, skypeassholes.com. Those people that called in earlier were not the people we talked to on Debbie's show. I think that dude is still on Debbie's show, and I think her show's got 13 more minutes to go. So we get that much longer to wait for her to let loose and then Skype. Or what's his name? Fucking Snake or whatever his name is. Hopefully we'll call in the second hour. We'll be right back.
Okay, I'm reloaded. You motherfuckers think you big time? Fucking with Jay-Z, you going to die big time. Here come the pain.
Jigga, bigger, nigga, how you figure?
Yeah, 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 and yo, peep the style and the way the cops sweat it.
Uh-huh.
The number one question is can the feds get it?
Uh-huh.
I got vendettas and dice games against ass betters and niggas who pump wheels and drive jetters. Take that with
you. Hit ya, back split ya. Fuck fist fights and lane scuffle. Pillowcase to your face, make the shell muffle. Shoot your daughter in the calf muscle. Fuck a tussle, nickel plated. Sprinkle coke on the floor, make it drug related. Most haters
can't fade it. While y'all pump, really, I run up and stunt city. Yeah, so you sent your little mans to come kill me. But on the contrary, I packed the Mac Millie, squeezed off on him, left the paramedic breathing soft on him. What's your name?
Who shot your mob ties like Sinatra? Peruvians tried to do me in. I ain't paid them yet. Trying to push 700, they ain't made them yet. Rolex and bracelet, frostbit. Ring two, niggas riding away, call me Igloo Stick. Who?
Hey, dear, baby, shit to draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn, going out for all.
Marcy,
that's right. You don't stop.
Uh-huh.
You won't stop,
nigga.
What? 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 KG, Big Smalls, nigga, shit your drawers. Brooklyn, represent y'all. Hit your fours, you crazy. Think a little bit of rhymes to play me. I'm from Mars, see, I'm varsity champ, you JV.
Trigger
JV.
Nigga, amen. My bedside flow's malicious. Delicious, fuck three wishes. Made my road to riches. From 62 to gym stars, my mom's ditching. Gram chopping, police van docking. D's at my door's knocking.
Yeah, rockin'. Yeah, no more mister. Nice guy, twist your shit. The fuck back with the pistol.
Blazing,
hot like Cajun. Hotter than even holding work at the day's end. With New York place outside.
Get up out of there. Fuck your ride.
Keep your hands high. Shit gets steeper. Here comes the Grim Reaper. Frank Wright. Need the keys to your innkeeper.
That's right.
Chill, homie. me. The bitch in the Shoney's told me you're holding more drugs than the pharmacy. You ain't harming me, so pardon me. Pass the safe before I blaze the place and hit six shots just in case.
Fortune or Peru, extra dyke, China white, hair on. Nigga, please, like short sleeves, I been wrong. Stay out away from here on.
Clear,
gone.
Me and Gutter had two spots. The two for $5 hits the blue top. Gotta go, Coolio, mean it's getting too hot. If they have twins, she probably have two pops.
Time to separate the pros from the cons, the platinum from the bronze. That butter soft shit from that leather on the bond. A S1 diamond from my I-class dome. A Chardon sipper from a rosé, nigga, huh? Brooknon, sipping on
Cristal forever. Play the crib when it's mink weather. The mafia keep cannons in they Mark Buchanan. Usually Quattro Cinco, the shell sink slow, tossing ya. Mad slugs through your Nautica, I'm warning ya.
JC and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit you draw.
Where you from?
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, back in the program, Disorderly Conduct. I'm your host, Vince in the Bay. Back with our panel here, we have One Angry Jew, Lady Slaya, and Oh My God, It's Me. And by Oh My God, It's Me, I mean the OMG, It's Me, a.k.a. the name of the chat room. Maybe it's understood that Oh My God, It's Me right here in the, you know, on the show, too.
Listen to what I just found. This is pretty funny. It says, absurdly large women's sunglasses that mask the face from proper evaluation, most notably worn by women of substandard appearance. Unlike horse blinders, these do not block the vision of the wearer, but by the passerby. Synonym, slut goggles. Put those blinders back on your ugly cockmonger.
Wow.
Wow, that's great.
Great.
Here, I'll post the link for that one for you, Melinda. That's a better link for you.
That's very nice.
You're welcome. That was from the Urban Dictionary.
So if you go to skypeassholes.com, they have on the top of their page, they have a quiz or a poll, and the poll is question is, which was worse, slavery or the Holocaust? We'll go to our panel. I'll defer to my panel. One Angry Jew, which was worse, slavery or the Holocaust?
I don't know.
You're not One Angry Jew.
I don't know, they're both pretty horrific. Which lasted longer, slavery, right?
Technically, yes, I believe so.
The slavery, I would imagine, would be worse.
Slavery, I guess.
But the people in the Holocaust didn't have it very pretty either.
Well, most people in slavery survived, though, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, technically, none of them ever survived, but they were allowed to live out their torture rather than having it happen at a hyper fast pace.
Oh, that feels so good.
What feels so good? What did you say?
I'm peeing.
Oh. Perfect. Welcome to Disorderly Conduct.
Yep.
I'm your host, Vince of the Bay. Give us a call, 347-826-7667. I'm here with my panelists, One Angry Jew, Lady Slugga, and Oh My God, It's Me. If you guys want to join us, the number is 347-826-7667. There was something I was looking at over here. I have so many... When I do this show, I open so many links and windows, and whenever people say stuff, I... There we go. Not an effect, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
That was great. But it's an effect now. I'm gonna sample that.
Oh, my God. My cats are a bunch of slobs.
So.
Oh, yay, I bought some peanuts today. That's great. What's in this one? Oh, that's even better. Yeah, that's wonderful. Don't you love macaroons?
No.
You don't, really?
No, I don't get to eat macaroons very often.
What the hell is that?
Like coconut candy.
Oh, I never heard of that.
Kind of shaped like a cookie. I love them.
So you're basically delusional at this point. So I don't think Lady Slugger is responsible for any of her actions on this program, nor do I take any responsibility for her actions. If you get offended, I will take your complaint.
If you get offended, he will tell you to buy another pair of sunglasses.
And I'll mute.
You
and
own
mute.
The store, bitch. Buy another pair.
And I'll mute Lady Slugga if necessary. But
you wouldn't
this is
do
great.
That to me.
This is great. Did you guys hear that the Grammys came out?
Oh, really?
The nominees?
Oh.
Okay.
I was talking to myself, A&A.
Yeah, you're totally talking to yourself. Lady Slugga, you do a music program. Do you? I know you do Indian music, but... Do you also pay attention to mainstream, like the Grammys and that type of stuff?
Actually, no. The only time I hear new music is if I download it. Like, I go to Frostwire and, like,
well,
oh, shit,
I'll tell you
they
what.
Got a new song.
Tell you what, we've already played one of the nominees for Record of the Year.
What'd you say?
Tonight on my program, I've already played one of the nominees for Record of the Year. CeeLo Green, Fuck
oh,
You,
yeah.
is up for Record of the Year. Whatever that means, Record of the Year. One song is Record of the Year. Is that what it is? or is it Record of the Year? Oh, we
do
recorded
remember,
one song.
Do you remember is it the same CeeLo that used to sing that song, I Wish I Was a Little Bit Taller, I Wish I Was a Baller? Do you remember that song? You got to look it up.
I know what song you're talking about. I don't think that was CeeLo.
Or
maybe
how
that's
somebody
why
he... came out with the same name?
No, he used to be in a different crew. He used to be in a crew in Atlanta called, what were they called? Goody Mob, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Goody Mob.
Isn't that the band he was in? He was in the crew before he got big. Goody Mob, I guess. Atlanta crew.
Amon Anal's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, CeeLo. And this dude, Cujo and T-Mock, were in Goody Mob. It's an Atlanta-based hip-hop group, and they're doing a reunion record. I should download some of their stuff. But anyway, CeeLo.
Hello,
nominated.
Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie Rucker in the chat room.
All right.
The icon of internet radio / video / podcasting. It's like 12 noon where Ronnie is. He's in I think he lives in Guam. Anyways, back to record here. Ronnie, you'd probably be into this. Well, I said Fuck You by CeeLo Green is one of the songs. Another one is a song that I can also play, and it's ironic, or coincidental probably more is the term, that I happen to have that track, and it's Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z with Alicia Keys. We just played some Jay-Z with Biggie, but here he is with
old Jay-Z is so good.
Yeah, it's fucking tight, dude. Those
so old school.
Anyways, here's another nominee for Record of the Year at the Grammys this year. We'll be right back.
Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pull me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties, sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I'm most definitely from going bad, the city's filled with with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bus out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you, life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. MC and May got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Everybody for coming out this evening, first of all, and supporting me. Everybody that got in the building tonight. As you know, it's been an extremely hard year for me. But it felt so good to give back music week after week after week and just get back into the studio doing what we do with Good Fridays, with new albums. Yeah.
Sorry, Kanye. I'm gonna let you finish, Kanye. Kanye. I'm gonna let you finish. Just give me a second here. I just want to thank One Angry Jew, Lady Slugga, and oh my God, it's me for joining me. The panel. We are now embarking on the second hour of the program. Also want to thank my chatters going into the second hour. A Monet 28, Beneath Everything, Darlin' Angel, Iconoclast TX, Lady Slugga, Oh My God It's Me, and One Angry Jew. All right, who's eating and how come you're not sharing?
Did you ever hear of corn nuts?
Somebody's smashing.
Corn nuts? Did you ever hear of corn nuts?
No.
They're like popcorn that didn't quite pop, I guess.
No, I know what you're saying. Yeah, I've tried corn nuts, and they're quite addictive, I've found out. Try to stay away from them. Because once you eat, like, one or two of them, forget it. It's you will finish a bag and will go and make a beeline to your nearest liquor store or grocery store or whatever and stock up on more and just go nuts.
Made a delicious little nutty mix with corn nuts and pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds and cashews.
Cashews are very good.
Wow, that's a munchy delight right there.
Oh, it's so yummy. I'm sorry, can you hear, everybody can hear me chewing?
Pretty much.
I can a little bit.
Yeah, in stereo.
Yes, Jen, they're the only nuts that go in my mouth.
Thank you, very nice.
Okay, we're going to go to the phone lines here. We have another caller.
Hey, I'm up, Joel. Hey, dude, we met you in the Debbie Daly Show. We're looking for that little...
Yeah, you're looking for that one angry...
guy.
Here we go. Yeah.
You want that little wank?
Yeah, all right. Hang on a second. Give me a minute. One Angry Jew, are you here? Are you ready? One Angry Jew. Wake up. Somebody wake up, One Angry Jew.
One Angry Jew, wake up.
All right.
Free fall.
What the fuck are you talking about, Snake? I'm sorry, did I interrupt something?
I was talking to somebody else in our room. All right.
Yeah.
Where
great.
Is he?
It's Snake, right?
Yeah. You got Joel in here. You got Top. And you got Creeper. I'm on that.
Joel and Creeper. What? All right, got it. Welcome to the program, guys. Joel, Creeper, Snake. Speaking
Falcon.
Of Creep, Falcon.
Dave. Daisy and
Daisy.
Biker.
Oh.
And
hello.
The biker girl. She's from Denmark. All right.
Daisy. Daisy. Hi there. It's Vincent the Bang. Welcome to my program.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, it's about 10 past 8 here in the morning.
Early.
Oh my God! What is
and we
this?
Got and we got the gal from Denmark, Chris. You want to say hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much.
Morning, Joe.
All right, you got the whole crew here. So
wow.
All right,
so we're just waiting for.
Right.
Dude, we're trying. I'm loading up too, but One Angry Jew is on the line, unmuted. But I don't know. Maybe he has himself muted. Maybe he's.
Hey,
he's
what's
a
the name tweet? Of your show so we can find your text box?
You just gotta. What you have to do is you go to the main online page. Go to the bottom right hand corner. It says live chat. Live chat with. You should see Vince in the Bay down there.
If you don't
refresh, and then that should get you in.
All
and
getting this Creeper.
Yeah, Creeper. If you're out there, do you Creeper? Do you copy?
Creeper, yeah, he copied. Hearing him.
10-4.
He's getting ready.
Okay. Creeper.
What is your... Okay, you are...
Vince in the Bay. Vince
all right,
in the Bay.
I got you there.
There you go. All right.
Found you, Vince. We went to another show.
We are on target, and we are a go for Vince in the Bay. This is Disorderly Conduct. Welcome,
bay.
Gentlemen.
Yep.
One Angry Jew is in here, but he's sleeping. We're trying to wake him up. I don't know how to do that exactly.
Yeah,
he
you
might,
know...
Might be putting the kids to sleep. He might be putting the kids to sleep. I have no clue.
Thank you very much.
Put recording Alex Jones next to us here. Put recording Alex Jones.
That's it. Exactly. Tell him free fall. Tell him Manother. That was Falcon.
Who the fuck is? Who's that guy? Who was that talking about Alex Jones? Who was identify yourself?
Falcon, identify yourself. That
was Falcon.
Yes.
So you like Alex Jones?
No, I think he's the only one that really made some decent money on 9/11.
Right. We're envious of that we could have been Alex Jones.
We're envious of that.
Whoa. You think he's the only person who has made any money off of 9/11?
No. On the 9/11 nanothermite side of it, yes. Who else? Jeff Retz hasn't made any money.
And then he had
George North.
What about Rudy Giuliani? What about Rudy Giuliani?
Rudy Giuliani.
All right, hang on a second. All right, I'm going to give you guys a second to talk. If you want to talk about people that gained something from 9/11. Alex Jones is really low on the totem pole. All right, Rudy Giuliani, Michael Chertoff, all these there's a whole cottage industry that was built because of 9/11, and that a significant budget of the federal government went to creating new agencies such as Homeland Security, and these guys who were in there from the beginning have been profiting from ever since. Everybody that's been involved in it. You don't think that anybody during that time period that was involved in any sort of policy making or anything wasn't in on the deal. All right, I'm going to unmute him. You guys have anything to add?
Thank you, very nice.
Okay, never mind. All right, let's unmute Snake and Friends.
Chernoff, you know, Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice, you're saying the whole Bush administration, saying we went over to two wars and all those people died, a million fucking stinking Arabs died because George Bush wanted to make gas a dollar more expensive and put in, you know, Homeland Security Act and the Bilderberg Group and the Rothschilds and the Freemasons and Freefall and Nanothermite and the Federal Reserve and Area 51. Come on, man. It happened as you saw it, man, how the buildings came down. Two airplanes in, they fell into the third, it fell down. One went down to Pennsylvania. One of them airplanes hit the Pentagon. Come on, man. You think they shot a cruise missile at the Pentagon? Get real, man. You know? What do you think of that, Creed? These guys are inside jobs, man.
Damn. I'm sorry. What guys?
Well, you know, I just don't know where you guys are.
Wait a
money,
second.
Loose change.
Who? What guys are inside jobbers?
I mean, you guys on the internet. You're all thinking, you know, who did it?
You guys, are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Who are you talking to?
The internet
who?
In general. The dweebs that hang out on the internet. That have computers.
Which would include you, of course.
And you call them. I know you don't have me muted.
You know, you watch.
No, you're totally unmuted, lady.
You watch that, what was that, Loose Chank version 1 to 20.
Everybody is unmuted, by the way. Everybody is live.
Come up with a better inside job. Go back and solve Kennedy murder or the Gulf of Tonkin or something, you know, USS Liberty.
That's
and what you're doing solves anything?
That's great, Snake. That's great. You know, people have done that.
WikiLeaks. Now, they have communicated between two commanders of two armies, but yet there is no WikiLeaks on 9/11. It's all conjecture and all made up, and there it's all internet. It's all at .com sites, you know. It's all, we got it down in Freefall and Thermite and Nanothermite and controlled demolition. You finally learned the goddamn
thing. They should make people stay in school past eighth grade.
No shit. Holy crap.
I wish one angry Jew would wake up.
Holy shit.
You know, 10th grade, you should at least get past and take a math class and figure something out, you know.
Definitely.
Go on the internet. We're 9/11. We know the Freemasons and the Skulls and Bones and Preston.
Not one person in this chat room ever spoke about what you're defending right now. So what the fuck are you defending?
What the fuck are you talking about?
What are you talking about? You came to a chat room that doesn't discuss what you're defending, so why are you here defending it?
I was invited into this room, man. I take goddamn...
He was. No, he was.
I was invited into this room.
He was totally. He was totally invited, Lady Slugget. Lady Slugget, you weren't... We're over on Debbie Daly's show. Maybe I should... That's what I should have done. I should have prefaced for some of our listeners... Because we do have some listeners. I appreciate the love we're getting here in the chat room. But this dude Snake and his minions over here, they are, I believe, they are part of SkypeAssholes.com, which I was previewing to you all earlier. And anywho... SkypeAssholes.com consists of a lot of assholes, and one of the main assholes is this dude, Snake, who we're talking to, and him and his crew were going off on Debbie Daly's show with, what's his name, One Angry Jew, and so I invited them to come on my show and debate, and One Angry Jew has been here the whole time. One Angry Jew was here just a minute ago, and he's still here technically. Like, I'm looking at the switchboard. He's here. His hand's raised. He's clicked as on air. He's been here the whole time. I think he's gone. I think he's asleep. He's in the chat room. but he's asleep. And now we have the guys from SkypeAssholes.com. And earlier it was we had the Jew and no assholes. Now we have the assholes and no Jew. That's the gist of it, kids. But we're still taking calls. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm going to take a little break and be right back with more callers.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, we got about 35 minutes to go, Pat, left in the broadcast. We're here with hopefully One Angry Jew. One Angry Jew, are you there? One Angry Jew. We've totally lost One Angry Jew. This is terrible. Well, we still have Lady Slugga, correct?
Yep.
And we also have Oh My God, It's Me.
Yep.
And I think we still have the dudes and dudettes at Skype Assholes. Are you guys there? Okay, we have a caller. We have one more caller. Caller, you're on the air. Identify yourself.
I don't want to.
Why not, baby?
Do I have to?
Let it all out, baby.
I am unknown. I don't have a name.
Oh, are you just a listener?
Yes. First time listener, first time caller.
Oh, no. You are in for either a treat or you're going to be really offended, probably.
That's a great picture.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to participate in this.
Well, we'll just see how it goes. I want to thank Whiskey A Go-Go for... So what are we supposed to call you then?
You can, I don't know. You can call me Bristol Palin if you want.
In that case, Bristol, you can call me anytime, sugar. Bristol Palin on the line. I'm so stoked Bristol's here. Bristol, you were so amazing on Dancing with the Stars, honey. I was rooting for the whole time. You know what? You just asked my friend Callie. I'm obsessed with you. I thought you were great. I was Team Pistol the whole time. And I loved your progression as a dancer. You actually know how to perform now. You are amazing. You are a princess.
Aw, thank you. I don't know if you heard the rumors or not, but my mom made me do it, and she made my dad do it.
Oh, the Sarah Palin's Alaska made him do that?
No. They're not Sarah Palin, you know, not my mom's Alaska, not her reality show. I'm talking about Dancing with the Stars. She made me do Dancing with the Stars, and she's going to make my dad do it.
Oh, he did it? Like, what, you mean just sit in the audience? She made him do that?
No, she made me do the show.
Yeah, so?
And she's going to make my dad do next season.
Oh, he's going to be in the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. They got a little franchise going, Palin franchise.
You guys are
on top of that. You guys know how to milk it. Like, you guys are on top of it. You're like the master of your domain. I can't believe it. And you seem like you're a really nice girl, a good wholesome girl, and you're a good time, I'm sure. We should get together sometime.
You just don't even know, Vince. You just don't even know.
I know. There's so much under that. Yeah, Whiskey's in the chat. She says, coming up right after this show, she's having a campfire tonight. Okay. Don't forget to check that out. Whiskey
at
Go-Go. Probably past your bedtime, Bristol.
I'm like 20. You need to calm down.
You need to calm down because I'm old enough to be your dad. I'm telling you, you need to go to bed.
What? You're like half my age?
Yeah, I'm half your age. You're right.
Shut up. Okay, whatever. I'm not good with math.
It's okay, Bristol. It's all right. That's what we love about you. We're all rooting for you and your mom. And it's great that you go on that show and represent the Bristol family that way. You're such a good, wholesome girl. We love you.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Hey, Bristol, you want to hang around and take calls?
For sure.
All right. Bristol, hang
Wait,
on.
Can I allegedly get sued for this? Allegedly, I'm Bristol Palin.
No, allegedly, your name is Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
like the city in Connecticut?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Bristol, hang on a second. We got people. When people heard that you were on the show, the calls are just, the line is just, it's just on fire here. And fuego.
Oh,
let's see who we got here. Caller number one, you're on the air.
Hey, would that be us? And how did you like our website, the review of it? Did you like it?
You know,
be
I
honest.
Didn't. I SkypeAssholes.com?
Yeah.
We get our I haven't really gotten all the way through it. I did fill out the questionnaire on which worth slavery or the Holocaust.
All right. We run those once a week usually.
And I see you've got a Jihad Watch Awards, and you have nominations for that. Has that happened yet? See, there's so many awards. This is like award season. It's really hard to keep up with stuff.
Well, there was something on TV.
Yeah, we've been playing award nominated Grammy music already tonight. So might as well, what's going on with the Jihad Watch Awards?
Well, yeah, that's you have to watch those bad guys out there in the world, I guess, and write them. You know what I mean? But it's very fair and unbalanced, the website. You see our logo. You hate us. We hate you. All right? You see we're supported by APAC. That's our main contributor for money. And
wow.
We run the show through the Halliburton Rothschild Media Group, all right, which we get free, the web hosting and everything through them. It's a very informative site. It has about 600-700 pages now. And like I say, we get over 1,000 unique hits a day, man. And it's really taking off. But all your people should go there. And did you ever find the Angry Jew guy, man? Did you ever find him?
Dude, he's in my chat room. He's on the line, unmuted. And nothing. We do have, although
like
I,
said,
I do have.
Like a mythical beast.
Right.
Yeah, like an enigma wrapped up in another enigma. We have another caller, by the way. That's Val Villano.
Right.
Val Villano, you are live on Disorderly Conduct. What's on your mind?
Hey, this is Naughty Nikki. Val's in the kitchen getting another beer. She'll be right back.
Well, why is she drinking beer, man? She should be on the vodka by this time.
All right, what's up? I'm Skillet. I love you, Vin.
You should be on boxed wine, man, one of the two. Cheap vodka or boxed wine.
I love you. I love you too, Val. Thanks for coming through. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I just want to stop in and say hi, show my support. Love your show. All that good stuff. Hope you guys are doing well. How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was very sparse, but I had an after Thanksgiving that was quite joyous and hung out with 20% family.
20%. Allstate drivers save an average of $348 annually. Let's switch it over to our premium package. To connect with Allstate, press the star key now.
Wow, that's crazy.
Wow, what was that?
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah,
we all did.
You all got the commercial?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up. I thought they hung up on me for a second. I thought I lost my connection.
Who did you think hung up on you, Vince?
Oh, BTR. It is going down, ladies and gentlemen. Ding, ding. That's I guess the cue. Oh, Debbie Daly's in the chat. Hey, Debbie. All right, hang on. Let me switch to my other phone, my headset. Hang on.
All right, much better.
Hi, Debbie.
All right, Debbie Daly in the chat. Val on the line. We also have an awakened One Angry Jew.
Not awakened. I was over on Debbie's show. When the couch
you got done with Debbie and you decided to come over here.
No, when the cowards didn't show up, I went over.
They
and
showed up.
What was
they're
going
here.
On
they've been
Debbie's
sitting
show.
Here waiting for you.
They've been waiting for you. We've been waiting for you for like a half an hour. You were
yeah.
on my
why
show.
They,
you left. Then they came over
they
here.
Up, why didn't they show up at the beginning of your show?
Because they were on Debbie's show, weren't they?
No. No. See, again, this is a little ploy on their part, but. I invited them over on Vince's show and said that I'd be happy to debate them. The coward said that he had to go to bed, that he was on the East Coast. Well, I'm on the East Coast too, and I said, well, that I'm staying up, so that's not a problem. and I'll certainly go over there, but they were coming up with excuses as to why they couldn't debate me. And, of course, now when I did go over to your show, Vince, at the beginning, for at least a half an hour, they weren't there. So I took a little trip over to Debbie to see what was going over there, and then somebody over in Debbie's chat room said, oh, by the way, the cowards showed up at your show, Vince, so now I'm back. I actually never left. I just sort of put you on hold and went on and did a little two-way calling. So are you telling me that the cowards are here and they want to debate me on what? What are they going to debate me about?
Wait, I thought you wanted to debate them here about something.
No, I would debate them over 9-1-1. They could take their pick of the World Trade Center 1, World Trade Center 2. How about that 16-foot hole in the Pentagon that a 145-foot airplane went into? We could talk about that. But I don't think they're going to debate me at all. I think that they're going to come up with an excuse because they are cowards and they're disruptors. That's all they do. So
what's the topic?
Where are they? The topic is 9-1-1, that 9-1-1 was an inside job. They don't really have a retort to that. They just want to say how that I'm an idiot or that I'm, what was the word? Oh, a dweeb he kept calling me. Well, I like the word that I use for him, which is a coward. Okay, so if he's over here and they want to debate me, but it's going to be a real debate where, Vince, you use the mute, and you mute me, and you mute them, and an amount of time is given. And if they want to take me on factual words and evidence, then so be it. If they want to just name call, well, that's fine. Then everybody will know that they're just a bunch of cowardly assholes. I'm sorry, they are assholes, right? I keep forgetting. That's very confusing. Anyway, where are they? Where are the assholes?
They are being very slimy and asshole. They're like a lubed asshole. I think that's not an asshole. They're not assholes. I think they're actually pussies, because they slipped right out of here.
Well, that's exactly what I told Debbie, because Debbie ended her show early.
In fact, what I'm thinking, I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist, but I'm going to be. I would guess that you and the crew from SkypeAssholes.com are the same people, because you're never in the same place at the same time.
I was waiting for that.
Oh.
Well, that's an interesting...
First we had one angry Jew on the show. Then all of a sudden he just falls asleep and shuts up.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
Isn't there always...
But see, here's... Okay. But hold on. This is where your theory falls short, Vince.
I'll shut up.
I've been constantly talking on Debbie's show for the last 45 minutes. So when you had the assholes on, I was talking on Debbie's show.
Okay, so have Debbie verify that.
Well, you could also verify that.
We had you on our show, then you disappeared, they showed up, then...
But you could also verify that by going to their archives.
All right, hang on, we got another caller. Hang on, we got another motherfucking caller, all right?
Well, I'm not surprised that they disappeared.
Okay, neither am I. All right.
I'm not surprised that they disappeared. I told Debbie that they would be gone.
Our next caller, you're live on the air. Raj, I'm going to say.
This is Rahib.
Rahib, what's going on?
What is that sound?
Hello?
That's right.
What sound?
Vince.
Let me see what I can do here. All right, that was Val. That sound is Val. Anyways, we're back here with Raj. Raj, what's up?
Hey, no, this is Rahib.
Rahib.
But that's
Rahib.
Okay. That's,
Rahib,
that's
where,
okay.
You call, where are you calling from, Rahib?
I am from New York City.
You're in New York City. We have our New York City correspondent, Rahib, reporting now
that's
live.
Supposed,
what is going on?
Is that supposed to be an Indian voice or an Arab voice?
No, I am from Pakistan.
Or from Pakistan. You know, I hate Pakistani people.
Oh, you know what? I don't like you either. What are you
like
anyway?
What are you, motherfucker?
What are you calling me? You know, you don't like the people, man. It's like,
well,
what?
Exactly.
Do you like
you
to
know,
actually have to use soap or something like that?
Yeah, he's.
Oh, yes, I see.
His name's One Angry Jew, and it's he's angry for a reason.
But why is he so angry?
But let me tell you something.
I have nothing,
your
no
accent,
problems with this person.
It's just how he is. It's just how he is.
Your accent, sir, is really bad.
No, it is. What are you talking about?
Dude, why are you insulting this guy? You don't even know this guy.
Yes, I don't understand what his problem is. You know,
he hasn't even given you a reason to like not like him.
Hey, Vince.
He just like it's to like him.
Vince, did the assholes really show up? The same ones that were on
the
show,
or were they different assholes? They were here. You were here.
Well, I can understand
they
why.
Were here.
You probably,
they
you probably
You're here.
Do not have any balls at all. You probably didn't show up until you knew they were gone.
Yeah, right.
Now that's how you play yourself, and that we know that you're the same person, because whoever this Pakistan person is, like, what the hell is going on, Vince? Where the hell do these other people come from?
I do not understand. I just listened to this man. He's saying that he is angry about something like that. You know, I was just kind of curious what they were talking about. Then he started attacking me. It's like, sure, I mean, I haven't lived in my home country in almost 30 years. So who are you? What are you? Who are you, to judge me?
What town did you grow up
from
in your country?
Are you a, it's like, I'm not Indian. Are you American Indian? Do you belong in this
country? What town did you grow up in your home country? What was the name of the town?
It is none of your damn business.
I'm sorry. You couldn't think of a name that quick? What was the name of the town? Can you tell me what tribe you're from in Pakistan?
I'm not a member of any tribe. What the hell are you talking about?
No, you're
wait, are you Irish?
I'm from Ireland.
Are you Irish? Are you living in Ireland now? Is that what you?
No, but I did live in Scotland until I tried to move over to here.
Okay, this is retarded. Especially
well,
when you're talking about a big subject.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that. I mean, like, 9/11 affected millions of lives, and the fact that you're going to come on, like, a blog talk show and, like, say your opinion about it, and then you're going to be stupid and then say that you're from the Middle East, and then you're going to say you're from Ireland and Scotland or whatever. It's stupid.
I didn't say
realize.
I was from there. I said I lived in Scotland. You're stupid because you do not live. Well, you just cannot hear.
Wow.
I did not say
you
I was
idiot.
From Ireland.
First
that
off,
is a
wow, Ms. Ghost just said that he came from 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
look, I told Debbie before.
Right.
I told Debbie before I switched over here to the show that it was going to be a waste of time. And I told her, I said, I guess very much that they'll still be there. I knew that those the assholes wouldn't still be here. I knew they'd run as soon as I came over.
Yeah, we did too.
Yeah,
well, the
they
interesting
were here
thing,
just a second ago. Debbie, get on the horn. I know Debbie knows these guys. These guys do their show. Have you been to her network? Have you been to her network page? Have you looked at the lineup? Go to DebbieDaily.com and look at the nightly lineup.
Okay.
Debbie can easily get these guys on the show. We can just call them.
Why would you want them on the show? They offered nothing.
Because we wanted you to do the debate.
There was
we wanted
no
to hear,
debate. They
we wanted to
they
hear you and
me.
Then talk at the same time.
They can't debate me. They wouldn't debate me.
All right.
They fear me.
Oh, look, live on chat right now, Granny the Tranny.
Lady Slugga. I guess it's really popular to name yourself Lady these days. There's already, like, just in the Grammys now, you've got Lady Antebellum is up for an award. Lady Gaga is up for an award. What's up with the lady? Is that a new trend? Is just using lady or
Bristol?
I'm Lady Slugga because my man is
Bristol,
Slugga
Bristol,
and I'm his
Bristol.
Lady.
You don't get it, Bristol. Bristol. we gotta explain it for Bristol.
It's not that complicated.
You guys, we're going a little fast. I know. This is not how people talk in Alaska, okay? Gaga, like as in Goo Goo Bristle, you know, Lady Gaga.
I definitely know who Gaga is.
What would be her song, Bad Romance, right. Best Pop
can
vocal?
We have some vaginal? Can we have some vaginal poems or something? Cause...
dude,
Skype
assholes.
Oh, yeah, that's what me and all the other ladies want to hear.
Dude. Skype assholes are assholes when they call in and even when they don't call in.
Well, yeah, I don't give a shit about them. But what's going on with your friend Amy?
What about Amy?
She's sputtering all over the chat room. Look at her. She's looking for a conspiracy or something. What's she talking about?
Yeah, no, that's your job. We should leave the conspiracies to One Angry Jew. That's his department.
I don't believe that.
Oh, good night, Val. Thanks for coming through. Sorry, I had Val on mute there.
That.
She was. I was testing the line to see where that noise is from, and I muted her, and I forgot to unmute her. I'm sorry, Val. Thanks for coming through, though. That was great. I'm going
to
check out her show. She's on
she
at 15 minutes.
She does it to me all the time.
She's going to be on in 15 minutes. But let's go back to Rajib. Rajib, so what do you think about...
Come on. It's the worst imitation I've heard on Blog Talk
what
Radio
do you think
yet.
Are you familiar with SkypeAssholes.com, Rajib? Rajib, are you familiar with SkypeAssholes.com?
Never heard of it.
No, I don't even think so. I think even the assholes would do a better imitation than that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like you're doing an imitation of a man.
Wow.
Because you cannot get a woman your own age, so you have to go after children. That's what I hear about you. So what about
Lord.
That, big man?
Oh,
really?
Big man. And now he's Jamaican? Now he's Jamaican,
I think,
big man?
No. I think Rajib is actually, you know, like that, like in Lord of the Rings, the guy that was obsessed
yeah, I know exactly.
With the ring. Precious. What was that guy's name?
Oh, I don't remember.
The angry Jew cannot bring it. So you have to descend for him because he is a man that cannot get a real woman. He has to get someone half his age.
God,
let's talk
like
about your woman.
Yes.
Let's talk about your woman from where
it's
you're from.
Like, it's almost like listening to Stephen Hawking. It's that bad.
No, let's talk about Rajib's or whatever his name is, his woman.
How about something of substance? Instead about me personally.
So, okay, so bring it up. So bring up something of substance. Enlighten us.
Well, I've been listening for quite a while. I haven't, with exception of Vince, I haven't heard any of it yet.
So then stop talking about what you haven't heard and give us all something to hear.
Well, you just
say
want
something.
To make racial comments. Are you a bigot?
None of us made racial comments at all. We want to hear what you have to say instead of repeating yourself. You say something of substance, honey.
Something of substance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I think probably, with the exception of Building 7, the whole conspiracy thing about 9/11 is just a whole bunch of bullshit. I think it was a bunch of people from Saudi Arabia that this country is standing up for because we get we get oil from them. That's what the real problem is, isn't it?
So go a little bit deeper than that. We all know we get oil from them. Tell us something else.
In other words, the only building that probably might have been some kind of conspiracy was the Building 7.
This is like listening to Stephen Hawking. Even that's painful.
Okay, then what?
I can't listen to this guy.
No personal comments, smart guy.
How could they not see? How did they not see that airplane turn around?
No airplane flew into his
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Unless,
the possibility of being
this guy should not be allowed to speak unless he can do a decent imitation. I'm sorry, that is so pitiful.
Okay,
it's
an imitation of a human being and talk about the topic.
I can't even listen to that.
You're not a man. Talk about the topic or shut up.
I think it's Stephen Hawking.
See,
what do you believe happened with the tower?
I don't waste my time on idiots.
Can you tell me about black holes?
But you're here talking. You don't waste your time, but you're here talking. But you're not talking about anything.
All right. You know what you did say though? You did admit that Building 7 was something that couldn't be explained.
Yeah, I caught that too, but I don't even care about this guy. Is imitation?
No, of course he can't. He can't carry on an intelligent conversation. All he can do is denigrate people personally because he's insecure, because he's not a real man.
But you're not even carrying on a conversation. You're repeating yourself.
Right.
And you don't have very good comebacks. Like, seriously.
And he's repeating himself.
You don't
have
anything else?
And he's repeating himself in this horrible imitation ramble.
Holy shit.
It's not even good.
Okay.
Give your explanation. We want to hear your explanation. What do you think happened?
I think probably since it had gold and silver and the safes that were down in the bottom of the building, I think it's possible that they might have actually used explosives.
Okay, now could I give my opinion on that? You really think that they crashed a plane into the top of the towers that smashed into the basement where nobody can get to no fucking coins? You really think that that's what it was?
In Building 7, listen, sweetheart. I know you don't want to listen because you just want to make fun of someone's nationality. I'm talking about Building 7. Building 1 and Building 2 are the ones that the planes flew into. Building 7 was a 40-story building. It was not one of the Twin Towers. It came down
on its own. What is he on one of these voice changers or something like that?
Talk about the topic, not me. Talk about the topic, not me, Angry Jew.
I'm having trouble understanding him.
Come on, Angry Jew, talk about the topic, not me.
I'm having trouble understanding what he's saying.
Uh-huh.
How do we ever get on race, like...
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what Rajib's all about, really. Rajib goes back and forth from sounding, and we lose him. He's gone, folks. Great. We scared him away.
That was terrible. That was like a bad party.
That's pretty much you. You basically hit it on the head, dude.
That's like walking in the door in a bad party.
Debbie Daly's looking for promos.
That's a great
jingle for my show. It's like a bad party.
Hold on. So Vince, are you telling me that the same Skype assholes that were over on Debbie's were in your show?
Yeah, for the 100th time. Yeah, you weren't here and they were, and then you came
and they
weren't.
It's exactly the same ones.
Debbie Daly, pull some strings. I guess we could just call them. I mean, they have a line. They have their show. I guess that's what it's going to have to come down to. We've got, 7 minutes remaining. Well, hopefully they call.
Time.
If they call,
they're not
going.
It's a waste of time.
We can call them.
The whole point of this thing. Let me tell you something that you didn't hear because you left to go do your show. But Debbie told me that this is before I came over to your show at first. But Debbie told me that the Skype assholes were having a conversation with her son last week. And guess what it was about? 911. And then all of a sudden, I'm on her show. 911 gets brought up. And they show up. How's that? Nobody seems to think that that's a little odd.
No, what's odd is that people aren't taking what 911 did seriously. They're talking about absolutely
right.
Nothing. Like, you're
right.
Absolutely nothing is being spoken about it with that space.
Everything that's being done in this country to take away liberties of the people of America is referred back to 911. Well, we have to do this because of 911. Well, we're doing this because of 911. Everything goes back to 911. So it's used as the turning point in history where Americans, for some reason, have to lose their rights. I told my girlfriend the day that 9/11 happened, I said, you watch. They will use this. This is the end of America. They will use this to take every right that every American has, one right after the other. And that's exactly what they're doing and what they did. And so there's nothing that's not serious about this. I don't think it's a joke. I don't find anything funny about it. My liberties. I got a 3-year-old boy sleeping a couple feet from me. What the hell's going to be left for him? What's going to be left of this country for him? When the American public is so goddamn stupid that they give up their rights and they say, you know what? Oh, Will, let them stick their hands in my pants. It makes me feel safer going through the airport. We've become an entire nation of ninnies. We've become an entire nation of people that have no balls whatsoever. The only balls that we've got are the ones. The only balls that we've got are the ones that they're feeling when they stick their hands in our pants.
But they, honestly, that's something that they have to do, though. They have to do that.
Yeah.
Like, you understand about that? They have to do that. People are sneaking all types of shit into all different places, not only
the
airport.
Nobody has snuck anything.
They're not
on
paying
an
attention.
Airplane.
Do you know in Arizona?
Wait a second.
Do you know
hold
in
on,
Arizona?
Hold on, hold on.
Do you know in Arizona they found?
Why are you yelling over me?
They found a Verizon van. They found a flower shop van. They found a bunch of company vehicles filled with Mexicans.
So are you afraid?
Do they really know? Do they know?
No.
Do they know that they were Mexicans? Do they really know that they were Mexicans?
Are you afraid that we're going to get a Mexican on the airplane?
Are you not understanding what I'm saying? What if they were not Mexicans? What if they weren't Mexicans? What if they were not Mexicans? What if they were something? What if they were? What if they were terrorists?
Let's stop yelling over me. Well, hold on. Let's stop yelling over me because I got a 3-year-old.
But I
want
to. It's better to talk about something that makes sense.
I'm going to say it again.
It's better to talk about something that makes sense.
You think what they're doing, you think that what the TSA
they let it go. They let it go thinking that, oh, it's just a couple Mexicans that came here, so we're going to just deport them. They don't know how many got off of them.
Your vans full of Mexicans? Which one?
Does anybody else understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I totally understand what you're saying.
What if they weren't Mexicans? What if they weren't? How many Arabs do you know that may pass for a Mexican?
I'm sorry.
I know a lot.
We don't check people. We don't check people when they get on an airplane as to what nationality they are.
It's not about racial profiling. It's about the safety. If you don't want to be stealth up, then go through
safety?
The scanners.
What safety? You believe that that makes you
unbelievable.
Safe? You believe that that makes you safe?
Up.
Answer the question.
Yes. If you,
you
then
do.
Go through the scanners. That's what they're made of.
Yeah,
if
the scanners
gonna,
are,
oh,
scanners
this
are radiation.
That fucking shit. They're
the
doing it for a
fucking
reason.
Scanners are radiation. I'm not going to get radiated, and I'm not going to send my 3-year-old boy through a radiation machine either.
They go
you want to hold on a second.
On a plane. Go
hold
die
on a, second.
On a
don't
plane.
Even, don't even
no,
talk
no, 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 go ahead. You do that. You have are
You'd
going to put millions of Americans' lives at stake. You go ahead. You be the stupid
you,
guy
you know,
who
really,
has.
That is the most. No. That is the most ridiculous argument I've heard yet.
You're really fucking ridiculous. Like you think that you're.
Who is that then?
I hate
who
people.
Are you?
I hate
women, who are
people
you?
That's
like
Bristol.
You.
That's Bristol.
Honestly,
who is Bristol?
I hate people like you.
Bristol, the pistol. Pistol. I call her Pistol.
Is she stupid?
You're ridiculous. Are you stupid?
I'm ridiculous.
Are you saying
do,
that?
Do you not? Am I saying what? Why don't you ask me one question at a time? Why don't you focus? Let me help you focus on one
focus.
Thing at a time.
If you would let
one
me
talk.
One
question at a time.
If you would let me
one
talk.
One question at a time.
Then,
well, that's
no,
the
no,
question.
No. If you would let me talk and if you would let Lady Sparta talk, then maybe we wouldn't be screaming or at you. You think you have
what
a
I was
big
trying
opinion.
To say completely went out of the water. I don't think he understood the point I was trying to make with that.
I got it
at all.
Clearly. I got it clearly. You're
they don't know how
you're...
many might have jumped out of that van already. You know what I mean? And I'm not. It's not. And it's not racial profiling it at all. I'm just saying that there's a lot of. Okay, put it like this. There's how many times have you heard people say that all black guys look alike? How many times have you heard them say all Puerto Ricans or Dominicans or whatever all look alike? I personally think that a lot of Arabs and Mexicans look alike. So how do they know that all of those that they thought were Mexicans weren't Mexicans? What if they weren't Mexicans? And what if a couple jumped off here and a couple jumped off there and a couple jumped off there and they have no idea? They don't know what they're doing here. They just think that they're automatically Mexicans and let's deport them. Hmm?
Yeah, good point, Lady Sluggo. We're going to have the answer to those questions and more in our overtime. I want to thank our live listeners for tuning in. We're going to sign off here in a couple of seconds. Thanks to A-Monet28, Debbie Daly, Lady Sluggo, Ms. Ghost, Oh My God, It's Me, and One Angry Jew. For those on the line, hang on tight. We're going to go into some overtime here in a second. We have another caller that's going to be here in just 1 second, but I want to take a break, and we will be right back for more excitement here in overtime on Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince of the Bay. We've got lines ablazing, and we're going to go kicking and screaming into the night here. I love the dialogue, and we'll be right back. Yeah, she knows this one.
You know how I get down.
Oh, yeah.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front, and they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gon' yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word?
Bitch.
Why they gotta say it like short?
Bitch.
You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dog, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle. Where you get that from? Brad or Mike spit one. Let me hit that blunt. MC 8 Ball and MJG. Keep spitting that G to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ball and G, that's Memphis, baby. Short Dog, that's Oakland, baby. Ain't nothing but Pippin' these AG. My nigga T got locked up. But these real hoes still know they got some buck. Give a fuck, nigga, what you say. Short Dog, fuck with UGK. Do you really wanna be like me? Big gang like Snoop and T.I.P. Pretty girls in the VIP. They came with Dre. They don't need ID. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Your mind is gone. Your brain is laid. You've been wide awake for the last 3 days. Popping pills. It goes down for real. Don't stop. Just keep rolling downhill, crash and burn, can't stand, fall back. You're doing too much, you can't handle all that. Man, it's been way too long. Time to let the whole world play your songs. Like me, my shit gets around. See the country come back and hit the town. I'm in Miami, New York, and ATL. Houston and LA, ask Dave Chappelle. By my rich bitch, he got it from me and made $50 million. I'm proud of you, D. But I'm crazy, you don't wanna be like me. I come from East Oakland where the youngsters get hype. Blow it. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
Yeah, yeah.
Too short. Up all night, baby. Album number 16. Y'all can't fuck with that.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Oh, damn. All right, we have another caller on the line from the 414. Go ahead, you're on the air.
What up? It's B-Mac calling in to argue some propaganda with you guys, too. I feel what you were saying, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's why, just like last night when we were talking about those sites, the things that some of the ladies are saying and the fear and all that, that's why we get our privacy and personal business invaded, because people get scared and they endorse these deals and everything, and then we end up losing in the end. You know, like I said, it is racial profiling when it comes to those claims, man.
Mm-hmm.
They don't just randomly pick somebody. They wouldn't pick John out of the suburbs and like, oh, let's check him. He looks kind of funny, but I bet they'll pick Habib that owns a corner store that's going back east somewhere or going to China to visit his family, and he might not even be Iranian.
Right. Well, I want to go back to, oh, my God. Is anybody there? Can anybody hear me?
Hello?
Oh, shit.
Hello?
Yeah, VMAC, I'm here.
Can I hear you, Vince?
You can hear me or you cannot?
Hey, Vince, you there?
Yeah, VMAC, can you hear me?
You there, Vince?
Yeah, VMAC, can you hear me?
Vince. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, don't tell me we lost it already.
Hey, VMAC, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you now.
Oh, right on. I don't know if anybody else can hear me, but I lost complete control of my switchboard. I don't even know if I'll be able to resuscitate the show. The switchboard is completely empty. It says reloading, no scheduled show. And the really sad thing is that I'm going to try to refresh it right now, but I had like 7 people on my switchboard. And I muted everybody so I could bring you back on and introduce you. And before I could bring everybody else back on, the board went nuts. So I'm going to try to refresh it. And
can you hear me now?
So I can totally hear you. You can hear me, right?
Yeah. Well, hey, they're
going.
Yeah,
it's just me and
VMAC.
Because
we're not defending them there.
Yes, I don't think any of them can talk. So they might be listening and not be able to talk. So I'm going to see if I can bring my switchboard back up and see if I can unmute them. Lady Sluggish says she can hear me. She's laughing. So probably one angry Jew is listening, probably. Callie, or a.k.a. Bristol the Pistol. We were just getting into it. That was getting cool. And my switchboard just went fucking nuts. That really
sucks. I
was
ready, too. Yeah, I know. I was ready because I caught the ass in.
Yeah, dude. You got into the – we're going to get into the nitty-gritty about – well, I wanted to get into Building 7, all right? And this is what I was going to do anyways, and put this out here about Building 7. Did you know that in the official 9/11 commission report – that among the omissions is that the report fails to mention the total collapse of the 47-story steel-framed skyscraper, building number 7, at 5:20 on the day of the attack. It's not mentioned anywhere in the 9/11 Commission report.
Yeah. Hey, and did you hear when they interviewed that one janitor? He said he was staying there and the explosion came from the basement of the building.
Right.
And he said all week and for months it was strange people coming in there making changes, but he said he had access to the whole building, but he didn't see one change that they was making, and it was looking like a construction crew. And he said he didn't hear no drilling, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one, the first one to get out. He said the explosion came from the basement.
Building 7, also known as World Trade.
And that's the problem. It's like, see, they scare people into that stuff, and that's how we get our man privacy, man, disrespected like that, you know?
Right.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, did we lose Vince?
Oh, dude, can you hear me?
Oh, hey, welcome to the Vince and VMAC propaganda show.
Hey, VMAC. VMAC, can you hear me?
I'm not voting for Obama. Yeah, hello?
PMAC. Can you hear me?
But yeah, I was watching the thing on that. You know, people need to pay attention to what be going around.
PMAC.
Can you
hear me?
And dry and
I can totally hear you, man.
Yeah,
this is ridiculous.
Protect us and all that, man.
This is unbelievable. I can totally hear you, man. I'm muted too.
Yeah, I can hear you now. You got an echo, though.
Oh. Oh. How about now?
Oh, yeah, you good now.
How's that possible? It just blanked. So it's just muting my line randomly. Not only have they blanked out my switchboard, they have intermittently muted my line. This is fucked up. I wanted to go into Billy 7.
What? Probably because we're talking about the government and their bullshit.
No, I'm not on Windows. Angry Juice on the chat. No, I'm not on Windows. I'm on Mac. I'm on the OS 10, I think, 0.4, something like that.
Yeah,
this is all gone to the crapper. How does A Monet know this is all gone to the crapper? She's not even listening right now.
Yeah, might be the government. Like, they're talking too much crap. Cut them off.
Yeah, exactly.
Let them go to
sleep. Yeah,
Building
7, all the numbers. They probably have like a filter on the internet now that can can sense if you say the words Building 7 and it just automatically mutes you.
I can believe that.
They have the technology. I got to believe there's the technology out there exists to where they could probably. I mean, first of all, the technology exists where they could tune in this show and just fuck with shit, I bet.
Yeah, they can. And Texas, too. When you're like, if you're texting somebody, like, if I was to text you, be like, man, we finna go blow up this and we doing this and using those key, those hot words, as they call it. But let's believe someone will be knocking at our fucking door.
A Monet is still going strong in the chat room. She's saying, Lady Slug is saying that the government is trying to keep great minds apart. It's what the bots are. Google it, VMAC.
Yeah.
Google what? Google what? Bots?
I know. Google what?
And Amy says the government is for the government, and we will never know the truth about anything bottom line. The Lady Slugga says the original of the internet bot. The origin of the internet bot. Sorry. Excuse me. And the spider.
Well, we know.
Amy has checked out.
The people think they don't have control over things, man. They're very naive and they need to wake up because, like you say, it's much more deeper. And like you said, it's some things that we won't know. It's some things that, hell, we probably shouldn't know if they was to tell us the truth. You know how you save somebody from themselves sometimes? There's some things that they want to open up all their dirty little will fucking bury this country.
Building 7 was not hit by any aircraft and apparently did not suffer massive damage from the violent destruction of either the Twin Towers. Small fires were observed in a few different parts of the building prior to its collapse. Most of the fires were barely visible and were not enough to cause window breakage, at least on the north side of the tower, of which there are photos shortly before the collapse. The largest observed fires were the ones visible on the southwest wall. Building 7 was supposedly evacuated around 9 a.m. The area around the building evacuated an hour before the collapse. Photographer Tom Franklin, who took the famous photograph of firemen raising the American flag, said, quote, firemen evacuated the area as they prepared for the collapse of Building 7. There are no photographs that show large fires in Building 7. Tom Franklin did not take any photos of building before heeding firemen's orders to evacuate the area. Had there been large fires, one would expect that a professional photographer would have documented them. Blah, blah, blah. Building 7 did public destruction at 5 p.m. Although there are a few people in the area to witness the destruction, several videos captured the event, like the collapse of the Twin Towers. Collapse of Building 7 commenced suddenly and was over in seconds. At first, the penthouse, which rests on central columns, began to droop. Within a second, the entire building began to drop at a hole, falling into its footprint in a precisely vertical fashion. The destruction of Building 7, which is not explained by the official theory, looked exactly like a standard controlled demolition. It is commonly believed that, quote, ancillary damage from the collapse of the Twin Towers led to the collapse of World Trade Center 7. In fact, Building 7 was separated from the North Tower by Building 6 and Versailles Street. A photograph of its north facade taken in the afternoon shows isolated small fires, and not even a single window is broken.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that's going on, man. They touch on some of the stuff about these mental. Man, you see what it got the kids that's not too many miles away from us, hijacked the bus and killed and did all that, man. There's a lot of mental issues, man. I was watching on that conspiracy theory where they caused those mental problems with those vaccinations. And I believe that because I have ran across so many people with this ADD, with this ADHD, with this, and it's all majority of these 90s days. They have issues. And it said it in a conspiracy theory. They had the lady, the doctor, one of the scientists there, and she said, we've been this since the 60s, but we really started, when we perfected it, it was in the late 80s, all through the 90s. And if you look at more children and grown-ups in their early 20s have that ADD, ADHD, schizophrenia, the mental problems. They do, man. Oh.
All right, so here we go. Here's this guy, Arthur Sherman. He's got a lot of vowels in his name. This is his explanation,
is
part of some dude.
Oh, you got muted again.
No, really? Hello, check 1-2-1-2-1-2. Hello, check 1-2.
Hey, what's your number, Vince? I'm going to call you on my three-way, and maybe we can make it work like that. Don't hang up your phone, but I'm going to call you.
Check 1-2-1-2.
Let's do it like this, Vince. Hey, Vince.
Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
How about
let's do it like this. Hey, what's your number? Don't hang up because you're just going to cut the show off. Call you and you click over, and then you'll have a clear thing. Then it won't mute you. You can just have that other line open. You'll just click over. That's the only way probably
it doesn't even have to come to that. You know what? I'm just going to wrap up the show. This has just been kind of a disaster from the beginning. I had such great expectations for the show. We were going to have one angry Jew go up against the Skype assholes, and we had one angry Jew for a while, and then we had the Skype assholes for a while. And then we had one angry Jew for a while, and they were never on at the same time. It was really pathetic. And apparently, though, Debbie said that one of the dudes that called in, the dude that was like kind of trying to be Pakistani, but also was kind of like Scottish or something, that dude apparently is one of the Skype assholes. So we did have some assholes call in, but we didn't have Nate and one angry Jew on at the same time, which was really disappointing. Maybe we'll get that happening again sometime. Unfortunately, I'm on Skype, but I can't do a conference call on Skype. Like, they have a Skype number, but I can't call the Skype number from my regular phone. Right?
Yeah.
So,
wow.
It's
Yeah, man. Well, wrap it up for tomorrow, man. Let's replay this because there's a lot of things we could have got into, man, with this stuff.
Yeah. You should, check out the replay on this. The archive is going to be a good one. It's just too bad we didn't get those two to square off, but maybe next time. Anyways, that's it. Vince in the Bay signing off. Thanks, VMAC. We'll talk to you again next time. Thanks to Lady Slugga, Debbie Daly. Oh my God, it's me. One Angry Jew, Amy, my producer, and all of the listeners, chatters, and callers. Good night. We'll see you next time on Disorderly Conduct. Peace.